And in the United States, remnants of Hurricane Ivan are still showering the Carolinas, West Virginia, and some parts of Pennsylvania. About 300,000 people are without power in those states. Since coming ashore early Thursday, the storm has killed at least 40 people in its path. In the hardest-hit Gulf states of Florida and Alabama, more than a million people are without electrical power and are scrambling for life's necessities. In Mobile, Alabama, even ice and water have been hard to come by, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The temperature is nearly 90 degrees, and Janet Nelson has been waiting outside for 5 hours. She has a light blue handkerchief on her head, a baseball jersey, and red sweats. She's planted in a lawn chair at the front of a line that stretches all the way back and around the parking lot of the B&H food store in Mobile. Everyone here is waiting for a truck to arrive, and when it does, they'll each get one bag of ice and 2 gallons of water.
I need the ice to hold my medicine, my insulin and stuff.
For Nelson and others in this line, ice is more than a luxury. If she doesn't have it, her diabetes medicine will go bad. It's now 10 a.m., and people's umbrellas aren't much help against the late summer Alabama heat. The truck was supposed to be here already. People shout and complain, but nobody's broken the line yet. Then Barbie Hopkins arrives. She's got an orange dress, a purple headscarf, and curlers in her hair. She decides to start a second line, right next to the line that Janet Nelson started 5 hours ago.
Now, if someone jumps up here and wants to fight me, I don't want to do all that, but it's just too many people just to have one line, and we all standing out here sweating, and for one bag of ice, do you really need to wrap around the building for one bag of ice? I don't think so.
Suddenly, there's a disruption. A familiar sound comes tinkling across the parking lot, and the crowd starts to boil over.
I got ice cream!
They've got the ice cream truck surrounded in seconds. Everybody's waving dollar bills in the air. Tony Williams is the first to place an order.
What do you want?
Two ice cream sandwiches. 4 ice cream bars and 2 ice cream sandwiches.
It's a moment of pleasure in an otherwise oppressive morning.
It tastes good.
Yes, real good. Just something cold.
Half an hour after the truck was scheduled to arrive, Barbie Hopkins decides it's just too hot for her to stand out in the sun any longer.
I'm going to give up because we've been out here for an hour. Some people has been out here for 3 hours and the truck still has not arrived. So I'm going to go and see if I can find some somewhere else.
Janet Nelson, still vigorously defending her position in the front of the line, doesn't have that option.
I don't wait 5 hours.
She works at McDonald's and has no income until the power comes back on.
The money's tight right now. If you ain't working, you can't work, no electricity, so you try to get whatever you can get. Every little penny helps.
Finally, an hour after the ice truck was scheduled to arrive, it pulls into the B&H parking lot.
Listen.
Hey, guys, we're going to give it as far as we can go, okay? I'm going to try to give everybody 1 bag and 2 water.
That's 1 bag of ice and 2 bottles of water per family. Suddenly, parents are disowning their children. Even Janet Nelson pretends her son is no relation.
No, he's with his own family.
There's a volatility in this crowd, and it peaks every time somebody tries to cut to the front of the line. Finally, the police arrive, and the threat of violence seems to diminish. For a family of 6 or 7, this may only be enough water to last the day, which means that after a deluge of water in this county, many of these people will be back tomorrow to ask for just 2 gallons more. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Mobile, Alabama.